Ladies and gentlemen, the man who is largely responsible for what wireless looks and feels like today, the president and CEO of Nokia, Jorma Ollila.
Well, these have been exciting, unforgettable years in Nokia, as well as all of the industry. I don't know how many people in this room do remember the cell phones from the early 90s. They were bulky and cumbersome, black for the most part, and with very limited features. But there was a sense of new freedom, not having to be in a specific location to make or receive a phone call, to be connected when and where you wanted. Mobile communications has grown to be a huge industry, attracting over 100 device vendors and starting to draw in many places from adjacent industries, For consumers, this means a lot of new mobile experiences to discover and to explore. And for companies that can master the complexity and take on new challenges, it means a lot of new and potentially very profitable opportunities. The great success of mobile communications has, for the most part, been built upon services relating to basic person-to-person voice calls. Voice has gone wireless in an incredibly short time. In 1992, when our first truly mobile hand-portable was launched, less than 1% of the world's population used a mobile phone. At the end of last year, there were 2.2 billion people using mobile phones, and we are estimated to reach the 3 billion milestone in 2008. We at Nokia expect that 80% of the next billion subscribers will come from the emerging markets in countries like Russia, China, India, Brazil, Afghanistan, as we heard earlier this morning. Mobility is changing the way people interact with friends, the way they do business, and enjoy personal free time. Due to strong subscriber growth, Nokia now estimates that in the year 2006, the global mobile device market volume will increase globally by 15% or more from our estimate of 795 million units last year. In many areas, there is rapid growth in low-income segments, but simultaneously a quickly developing high-end market. To develop these dual markets, we are seeing operators to building out 3G infrastructure so that they can use the increased speed and data capacity to offload traffic from congested 2G networks, thus enabling more consumers to join in. A good example is India. It took us 7 years, but we now have India's distribution system covered. We are the only one who can say that. We can now bring mobile communications to people who have never had any access to telephone communications, while also bringing advanced services to areas like Delhi and Bangalore, where people are already upgrading to new enhanced devices and where the middle class is truly growing. There's a huge diversity between network demands in various geographic regions and markets, and also between consumer preferences and behavior. So here is one of the biggest challenges in this industry. And with over 33% global market share, a key strength for us in Nokia, we are talking about huge volumes, a lot of diversity, but we need to constantly master the manufacturing and logistics challenges in what is possibly the most dynamic business in the world. We know that the winners will be the ones who can understand the importance of the consumer early on and focus on usability, make the right choices about winning technologies, and place great products at the core of their strategy. But this means more than one or two successful products. It's creating a comprehensive portfolio that serves local needs. Whether it's a lifestyle choice of a clamshell design or a dark display background because of bright conditions, or a service that allows for cheaper call rates. From the diversity of emerging markets to the improvements in GSM and CDMA technologies, Nokia is working with operator partners to achieve a good, relevant balance in local markets between devices, services, and pricing models. We are continuing to pursue our growing CDMA business with a Nokia Sanyo joint venture that promises to bring exciting new CDMA phones to the customers. When finalized and closed as a deal, we will bring our already solid entry-level and mid-range CDMA product portfolio to this new entity, as well as our demand supply expertise and the strength of the Nokia brand. Today, we are announcing four new phone models. Building on our well-received line of CDMA handsets, there are the Nokia 2365i, the Nokia 2865i, and the Nokia 6175i. And we are announcing a slim but powerful GSM model, the Nokia 6126. Subscriber growth is still being fueled by voice calls, and voice will most likely remain the most valuable communication application for quite some time. There's still a lot of potential for improving the quality of connections. We are hardly done with this one. We are putting better and better technology for both voice quality and better connectivity inside new mobile devices. Nokia's portfolio is building towards multi-radio options and already supports different internet calling options. Internet calls from a PC still mean being tied to a particular place, but voice over IP is now truly going mobile. We are seeing the appearance of devices that can access both Wi-Fi hotspot connections and cellular networks, as well as seamlessly handing over our voice calls, the voice calls as you move in and out of different coverage zones. For example, Nokia's UMA solution enables this, and in the demo here in CTIA, you can get a good idea of how UMA gives you cost-efficient mobile access inside any building. We're also showing our compact Flexi Wideband CDMA base station, which brings optimal speeds to 3G and wireless broadband at a reduced cost to operators. It will utilize North American Spectrum brands, so for consumers here in the US, this means much faster mobile email downloads and video streaming.